With poor maintenance and bandit attacks, many Nigerian travelers have turned to air and rail for intercity trips. But the attack between the relatively safe Regina and Dutse train stops outside Kaduna is setting off alarm bells within security agencies as assaults get closer to the country's capital. This is not the first bandit attack on a passenger train, but was the first to have forced the Nigeria Railway Corporation to suspend its services. Mohammed Garuba, a journalist in Kaduna State who was on the Abuja-Kaduna train, spoke to VOA about his experience.
We arrived, it makes us to arrive around 2 a.m. in the night. Instead of a journey of 2 hours, 6 to 8:30, it took us up to 6 hours. Actually, we didn't feel anything when we heard of the blast. We actually thought it was one of the engines, rather the locomotive that has the problem. So we were calm. Not until after 2, 3, 4 hours, then we realized that something is wrong.
Some media accounts say the bandits planned not just to rob passengers, but to kidnap them and ask for ransom. Others say the attack was a joint effort by bandits and the Boko Haram terrorist group. The government has not commented on the allegations. But security expert Jackson Ojo suspects a terrorist link to the incident.
I know Nigeria government will want to look for a way to defend the situation in order to stop any criticism from the angle of security. These people came, they destroyed that in through explosive in order to stop the train so that they can attack. And these are not even work of bandits. These are real work of the terrorist.
In Nigeria, bomb attacks against rail lines are rare, but some officials say they are nevertheless at risk of assaults by local bandits. Olawale Rashid is the chairman of African Railway Consult Limited.
The incident at Abuja Kaduna train is a normal event within the railway system. You know, the railway system normally passes through deserted lands, and one way or the other you have vandals and third-party intrusions that normally affect the railway system.
Rashid says that acquiring new train technologies will help protect trains from future attacks.
I will recommend technology surveillance. I will also recommend a bit of more human policing of some major areas, of especially the all spots. So I think overall, this is a new development, and I think Nigeria is up to the task.
Within days of the attack, Nigeria's Minister for Transport traveled to the site to inspect damage and repairs to the line and approved the resumption of the Abuja-Kaduna rail services, which started again on Saturday. A government investigation into the incident is ongoing. Authorities say they are ready to improve security along all rail corridors, and that the government will approve the installation of a digital security system to address future challenges. For VOA News, Munachi Chooks.